Hallelujah.
Shall we lift up our hands and let's bless God, who alone is worthy of all praise. Let's give Him praise. Let's give Him glory. There is none like Him. Will you lift your voice and magnify Him that is alive forevermore? The Lord that wants and needs and needs to come. Come, let's bless His name. Father, we worship You. Lord, we exalt You. There is none like You. Come on, lift your voice and bless Him this morning. I cannot hear your voice. Lift your voice and magnify Him. Father, we worship You. Lord, we give You all the glory. Father, we magnify Your name. Lord, we bless You because You are God. Oh, worship Him. Give Him praise and glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we are glad in Him. We worship You, Lord Jesus. Cancelled because I didn't hear from my host on time. I don't know that the Zona pastor was sick. He was down with serious typhoid. So it's around 1 o'clock or thereabout, around 1 to 2 in the afternoon, that I conclude that I'll be traveling. So driving away back from my office, my mind was not so coordinated, though I prepared for the meeting. It because I knew I was going.
Now the Spirit of the Lord sat with me in the plane and he gave me these scriptures. And I want you to pray this morning. The Lord said to me, there are forces that hinder success in life. I was in the plane. We were moving. And I wrote to you about the law of aerodynamics. He said to me that there are forces that hinder success. They stand against a man to fulfill that which heaven intended. And the Lord said, he will show me 7 of them. But for the sake of time, you will only need to pray about 3 this morning. The remaining 4 will be for another day. Can I hear amen? Please turn your Bible to the book of Nahum chapter 2. Amen. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother. I want us to pray. This becomes so serious to me because all through yesterday evening into the night, I was seeking the mind of the Lord concerning this morning about how beat what would the Lord added to the word he has already given to me for his people. So as I was sharing in my spirit, the Lord bring me back to what he shared with me in the plane on Friday night. If you please look at Nahum chapter 2 and look at verse number 2. The Bible says the Lord has turned away the excellency of Jacob as the excellency of Israel, for the emptier have emptied them out and marred their vine branches. Pay attention. If the Lord did not open your eyes, you don't see. I pray that God will open the eyes of your understanding. Yes. There is a force called the emptiers. Their mission is simple, they empty. When this force leans on a man, it empties any grace of excellence in your life. Talking about Daniel, Bible says he had an excellent spirit. Because of that spirit, in spite of the captivity that was in the land where he was put in Babylon, he excelled. Please stand to your feet. Be serious. Because of the what the Lord intended for him, the Lord gave him an excellent spirit. Which means when you possess an excellent spirit, you survive and you succeed in captivity. No matter how thick the darkness is, Babylon is a place that swallow up its inhabitants. It's a land that swallow up people. Everyone that came to Babylon, the king Nebuchadnezzar said, select for me people from the royal house in whom there is no blemish. Young men that they can learn the language of the Chaldeans, that they might be trained in the University of Babylon, that after 3 years they will serve before the king. And when he picked them up, after Daniel did what he did in verse 8, that he proposed in his heart not to defile himself, the Bible says, after they tested them, Daniel had an excellent spirit. And with that spirit, he's not able to be swallowed up. Every other young man that was selected, nobody heard their name again. I want you to pray. There are forces called emptier than empty. They deal with the excellency that God put in a man. And now you hear that I said, the Lord will restore the excellency of Jacob like the excellency of Israel, for the emptier have emptied them. May God restore your excellency. Yes. You don't understand what I'm talking about. There is something that makes for a man to succeed. In Psalm 19, Bible talk about the error. We did it down on Friday. He talked about secret fault. The secret fault means the deficiency in a man of what he requires for him to be successful. That is called secret fault. If you lack it in you, you cannot be it in life. You don't hear what I said. I said if you lack it in you, you cannot succeed in life. You cannot make it in life. So now there is an excellency God put on every man to be all God intended them to be. There was a young man, his name is called Eliab. He stood before Samuel. When Samuel saw him, people have said Samuel missed it or something like that, but you don't understand something. Samuel is a prophet. Samuel is not, none of his words fall to the ground. He's not given to frivolity. Samuel will never come to the city except God is doing something. When they saw Samuel, they said, hope you come peaceably. He dwelt in Ramah. He didn't mingle with people. So when he come, he's not joking. So when Samuel said, behold the anointed of God before him, it wasn't a lie. It wasn't that he missed it. It wasn't that it's in the flesh. When Samuel see Eliab stand, everything required for a man to be a king, Eliab has it. But the Lord said to him, I have rejected him. Because in his heart, something is wrong. You look at the outward appearance, and it searches the heart. When I test him, the emptier as empty what he requires to be a king. I want you to pray today. If emptier tamper with the virtue heaven has given to you, you will struggle, you cannot make it. But as you pray this morning, whatever has been tampered with in your life, there shall be restoration. The importance of this word was that I was in the plane flying down to Abuja, and in the altitude of about 30,000 feet above sea level, I wasn't thinking anything about the meeting that I'm going for, at least just to land first, then we take up the rest of whatever. The Lord came to me and said, if this thing is not in a man, he cannot excel. There is something called excellency that God put in everybody that make you excel. I want you to pray. Lord, whatever the emptier has tampered with in my life, let there be a restoration. Lift your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Is that the best you will do for yourself this morning? In the life of my husband, in my business, in my relationship, whatever the emptier I tampered with. Whatever the emptier I tampered with. Let there be a restoration. Whatever the emptier has messed with, let there be a restoration. Whatever the emptier has emptied, let there be a refilling. Whatever I've been tampered with in my destiny, let there be a restoration. Whatever the empty has tampered with in my life, oh God. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. See, I see the way you are praying. I pray for you. That which will make you be jumping from pastor to pastor, from program to program, shall not happen in your life. You are not shouting a louder amen in the center here. You know, we can be quick to judge people that jump up and down. They are the ones that know what is pursuing them. Blessed is the man that God give peace. Blessed is the man that comes to one conference and that is enough. But sorry for the man, or what is the man that has to jump from one place to another? As he's finishing, he knew that he's not gotten there yet. And it's not because of anything. I see beautiful ladies that are beautiful, to everything you can say, brain and beauty, and they are empty. Empty. A guy stood in front of me, he was telling me how we go for interview in a place, and they forget that he was sitting down, and he has to go to the secretary or the reception and tell her that I'm here for interview. They send me an SMS and everything like that. He said they will call you when they will call you. And they interview everybody, even the person who is not qualified like himself was good. So when he's talking to me, I said, he presented the certificate. I held the certificate like this. It was empty. It was empty. As I said, there is nothing here. This has been emptied. A woman was in a meeting in a vigil that I held. She was a quiet and elderly woman. She should be about 70 something or thereabout. She was praying so strongly that day, and I have to move closer to the woman because I saw the way she was praying, even praying more than the rest of people that are hijacked. I said, what? He said, my children are battling with things that look like what you are saying. He said, if I can stand here today and pray for them, my life will be better. He said, look at my age, sir. And I pray with the woman. We pray strongly that night, and the Lord begins to give the children breakthrough. You can intercede. You might not need anything. Probably you are full. What about your children? Some marriages are empty. They didn't fulfill what God intended. Some ministry are empty. Some business are empty. When empty are tampered with that which you have, it is reduced to rumbles. He said, the emptier has emptied them. The only person that can help them out is the Lord, who will restore back what the empty has touched. The Bible talks about the years that cacao worm has eaten. So that cacao worm does not eat property, they eat years. Read me, years that you're supposed to do well, they have eaten it. Except the Lord restore it back, you'll never have it back. I want you to pray. And pray very seriously. Because if you do not pray, as God give you the privilege this morning, you might not know what lies in front of you. There is something that makes people favor you. Somebody look at you and give you a car. It doesn't just happen. Somebody build a house and give you key. It doesn't just happen. I hear strange testimonies. They don't just happen. Something want to happen in the government, and they call somebody that there is a problem that is coming. Oh, this is this and this and what is this? Do this and do that. And the guy said, but why do you come to me? He said, I don't know. I just felt I should let you know that if anybody will suffer among them, you should be exonerated. He has something. He didn't give the man any bribe, but there is something about him that will not make him suffer like the rest. I want you to pray today. A lot of us, the virtues we carry are tampered with by wrong relationship, by disobedience to God's instruction, by carelessness to one or two things, have caused things to be tampered with in our life. Emptier, let me give you another example. A man of God called Jonah entered a ship that is going to Tarshish, running away from God. And the people that he entered the boat with, every gold that they have in that boat, they were throwing it in the water with their own hands. These are merchants. They are merchants. They are businessmen. They felt that the gold is waiting. And this is a storm. This ship will sink. And they don't want to die. So they were using their hands to throw away their gold. If you know how many that are throwing their gold in Dubai for health reasons, throwing their gold in medical science, throwing their treasure just to get good health, throwing things out just to get things out. They don't care. You say, sir, the money is too much. They say it's 15 million. You say, what is 15 million? Let me have something to settle with. I want you to pray very well this morning, because your attitude is not connected to what I'm saying. There is a man in our church, he's an engineer, Pastor Alex, I can bear me witness. There is a particular man that they always love to go, him and his wife, he work in local government, they want to go and visit the man. When you visit the man, as you are going back with 50,000 for transportation, 100,000. The least you will collect for fuel is 50,000 when you visit the man. He's quite wealthy. He had only one son. And before they had that son, he did everything, traveled to everywhere to have the boy. So, all of a sudden, the boy developed a liver problem. I saw how a man is reduced to nothing. He sold all his property just to do surgery for his son. Everything disappeared down the drain. To the extent that at the time that the engineer was speaking to me, he said the man is owing him 500,000 naira. That is the man they go to. So he's now running away from the man. Can you imagine? The man they always want to go to so he can give them transportation. So he can give them something. Now because the man is in problem, he's now holding them. They are running away from the man. He sold one property. And he said, if I have money, he would have bought it. He said he sold it for 30 million. That property was worth 350 million. He said he sold it for 30 million. And when he said the thing, he said, you see the way the person who bought it was behaving. I pray for you, the empty will not enter you. Just for the son that he loves, the boy that he loves, he spent everything on the boy. Spent everything. And you see, it's like the thing sits down and he's taking the money. The people in the ship of Tarshish were throwing their gold with their own hands into the river. Amrabah was not stealing it. They are throwing it out. They were throwing it out. After they threw out everything, they saw that the storm did not stop. They now said, let's cast lots. Something must be wrong here. And the Lord said, the Lord fell on Jonah, who was sleeping. They bring the problem into their business and the emptier empty them. And nothing happened until they throw Jonah into the sea. According to Jonah's word, the storm never stopped. And they worship God that they do not know. I want you to pray. Some of you are great people. You have great destiny. But if the emptier lynched on you, you waste strength in the wrong direction. You waste resources of what is not. It is a favor of God that make your children go and come back. Some things that happen in the day, there are arrows that flies by the day that God didn't let touch you. He's a faithful God. But there are some of us that some arrows have eaten some people. That's why things are not working. People look at you, they don't see you. Can I ask you a question? Have you passed a street before and you look and you notice a building and you say, is this building new? Am I communicating here? You are passing a street and you see a building, say, did it grow from the ground? And they say it has been there. And you have been passing that place and you do not see it. That's how some people are walking in life and they are not seen. And when you are not seen, you can't be favored. I want you to pray today in the name of the Lord. Lord, anything that the empty has tampered with, let your mercy restore it back. Somebody might not pray, but I want you to pray. Whatever the empty has tampered with, let there be a restoration. Thank you.
life of my son, life of my daughters. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
When I was coming up, I'm a child of the Word. I love the Word of God. I grow in the Word. So I don't believe in most of the people tales that people tell, or maybe some of the stories that people say that happened to people, until one happened to somebody close. There was a lady in university who says that men are not looking at her, stuff like that. So he went to meet one Selah prophet, those Rastafarian ones, they are the wicked ones. She got to the man and told the man that men are not looking at her and whatever like that. The man said she's empty, that she didn't have any virtue, that she should go and look at those fellowship on campus. Look at one sister who you know that she is serious, having something with God, who will borrow some of her own virtue and give it to you. Pay attention up, because I'm looking at some of you the way I pray. I pray for you today, for every plot of the wicked you shall escape. I share this testimony in this territory over and over again, and I want to pray very well. So she got the picture of the sister coordinator of a fellowship on campus. Got her picture, took it to the celebrity prophet. The celebrity prophet put the picture down and put something they call Sword of Michael. Said Michael's sword. Put it on the picture. We work on it later. He was on the table. So on campus, a particular lady was going to town to meet this uncle of hers who is a celebrity, and call another sister in fellowship. That sister so and so, please follow me, I want to go and see my uncle. Sister said, ordinarily she will not follow her because they have been talking to her to be born again. They know she goes to Selah. They want her to be born again. She was born there, brought up there. So she said the Spirit of God told her to follow her. So she followed her. They got to the place, she went straight into the inner chamber of the prophet. The lady, that's the lady. When she entered, she greeted the man, oh God, my baby, and everything like that. I said, oh, Tutiwa, you come for money and stuff like that. So she said the girl should follow her to enter. Now, the born again sister doesn't feel comfortable coming to Selah and hop your shoe at the door. But the Lord was sending her the mission to recover. She didn't know. So she followed, she hopped her shoe. She wasn't comfortable, but she knew the Holy Spirit would not leave her alone to go to the place. The sister coordinator is on campus, so she didn't know what was going on. I pray for you. Help shall rise for you in the name of Jesus. She did not know what was going on. She wasn't She did not know anything. Now this lady in question entered the place with her friend. As they enter, she just saw the girl, the born again sister, saw the picture of their sister coordinator on the table. This is sister so and so's picture. She kept quiet. She now entered the girl. The prophet went to attend to some people inside the another place, outside, leave them in his consultation room, went to attend to some people outside. By the time he came back, he said, ask him, what is this picture doing there? The guy said, if this picture is beside the prophet, and they put this word on it, the prophet is shining. That is entering your life and your future and your destiny. Today, you are released in the name of Jesus. I stand on the threshold of God, as the prophet of God of New Covenant, your liberty in the name of Jesus. The sister saw the picture. Now the man entered and he said, please help me ask what this what the picture is doing here. At first she was thinking, did sister so and so come here? What is her picture doing here? She was running some things on her head. She could not compute them together. And the man entered and the lady asked the man, daddy, I say my baby. And when they said, well, how are you? How's your friend? The guy greeted him. He said, what is this picture for? He said, everything the man could do for. You put eyes on everything. He said, daddy, what is it for? I just want to know. I saw that you want to do work. He said, it's one girl that came from your school. I think it's your school she came from. And she's empty. So we want somebody who is full, who have something in her. I call Yadier. We borrow small. And it's small. We just skip to that one. So she can begin to see good men and great men. He said, but you see this girl here? She's very full. If we take plenty, it won't affect her much. The Lord that puts plenty, know that you need plenty. In the name of Jesus, you shall not be empty. Every emptiness shall be restored. 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 By the blood that is shed on Calvary. Restoration. In the name of Jesus. The guy said, "Daddy, I initially you won't do this, so please give me the picture and everything." He said, "I've collected money from the guy." He said, "Daddy, she's my friend." So the girl was saying that this one is, he said, "She's my good friend." I said, "Where do you?" He said, "She's my friend. She used to help me in school. She's a wonderful person." The man said, "You don't tell me. I've seen everything she carried. She's so full. A sister who did not fornicate, who did not lie, who did not, who was living well, so that life can be better. Somebody now wants to steal. The chief comment not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When empty leash on you, your dream of many years of joy can terminate in one day. You don't know what it feels to lose something very precious to you, except you have lost one before. And I pray you will not lose one if you have not. But the grief you feel in your spirit, when the thief come, he didn't come to play. He said, "The empty has emptied the excellency of Jacob." And he pleaded with the prophet, and she released the picture to the lady. And he said, "Tell that to your friend, to not to be so careless." He said, "I've started something, but we'll see what to do." And I said, "What will you not tell the girl when he comes?" He said, "Shut up your mouth, you are a small girl." Whatever. He gave them money. And he prayed for them. So the other lady had to cooperate. It's Jehovah. He do all the Jaro Mario stuff for her. And she collected the picture. She made sure she collected it with her hand. And run to meet the sister on campus. And say, sister, this one was so shit. This one was, I don't know me. The man is starting the work that day. When the Lord steer her to go with another friend. There is a God called the present help in the time of trouble. In your life, it's a rise on your behalf. Somebody shout, Jesus! Let there be restoration into my life. Everything that I have lost for the emptier, let it be restored. You are praying like a possible person. I pity you, brother. Pray whatever. Practically, but this is the truth. 15 people here, your virtues are restored, your glories are restored, your hopes are restored, your losses are restored. If you shout the loudest amen, you join them also. Number two for us to fight with, there is not much time for that because I want to teach the word, is waster. Say waster. There are emptiers, there are wasters. There are different category. Give me Isaiah chapter 54 verse 16. Isaiah 54 verse 16. Isaiah 54 verse 16. He said, "Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blow coals in the fire, who bring forth instrument for his work, and I've created the spoiler." Give me New King. Give me KJV. The old King James. This one call it spoiler. It's good. Yeah, I've created the waster to destroy. Pay attention. When waster come around, your time is wasted. Opportunity is wasted. There was a man that was speaking to me. He said, "Prophet, you don't understand what I'm saying." I said, "Say it, let me understand." He said, "If they want to give him something, let's say they want to give him, for example, 500,000. And the person who wants to give him half the 500,000, his man wants to give him 500,000, somebody will just come and say, 'Kilode, it's too much now. Heaven be, but just give him 100 or 50. I said, 150. I said, 150, and he told me, let me 10, go just 60. So he said, there is no time. He said there was a time that they want to give him a car. And the person have intended, I've sent somebody that by tomorrow you will go to do change of ownership of this car for this fellow. He said the car was 2011, brand new. And they were giving it to him in 2012, the beginning of the year. The man, and his wife said, we want to give this man this car, let's just give him, at least I felt we should. And a friend came early in the morning, and they were talking, and he said, what is it? Why are you doing this? He said, I'm sending him to go and let me change paper, but tomorrow morning, I want to give the car to this. How are you giving it? Why do you want to give the car? He said, I don't want to. He said, send the car. Hey, buy something small. Small. He said, he never knew he had this problem until the wife of the man now called him when he came. He said, sir, Egbadu Aradao. He said, this is the fourth time we have been scared to bless you that somebody will just walk in. You, no, sit down, don't worry, there's no problem. I don't do prophetic. No, I use, you know, in those days when you stand, when you ask my mother, Ibo Nikin Besi, and Ik Besi Milori. So when I say sit down, I don't mean sit down. I don't mean sit down. I want you to pray. When time are wasted, how many people send children to abroad? To study. The one that pained me most was this lady, the sport girl, Aisha Falode, who sent his son to Dubai. And they threw the boy from that high-story building, they threw him down and the boy died. And that is the end of everything. Wasted his life, wasted the mother's joy. Only child. Rise on your feet. Lord, whatever the waster has destroyed, let your mercy restore. Lift your voice and pray. Whatever the waster tampered with, let your mercy restore the spoilers. These are forces of darkness. You want to kneel down? That is the best posture to take and pray. Let him be broken today. In 2003, I met a family who drove all the way to Lagos. That's when Kia was just raining. They just do their Jeep and their big cars, whatever. Kia just begin that time. They will give complimentary. It's not popular car then. They drove Kia, Lexus, convoy. They came to where I was in Lagos. And when they came, I was living in an uncompleted building. And this woman dipped her hand into her purse and gave me a money in a bag that I've not received before. Very happy. And I prayed, and she said she wanted to go and see the governor of one state. And when she's coming back, she will see me. This is just a little that she had because she didn't have change. I said, if she didn't have change, and she gave me this, Lord, let her have change. I wanted to pray. Adashofuni. And as they left, the Lord said to me, I had it crystal clear, they will not come back again. I was like, but why? So I didn't take it serious. I never knew that I can do something with what I hear. I thought God would just give me verdict that they won't come back again, maybe something happened. Until several years later, when I was hearing the man of God preaching, he said some people came to him, Bishop Oyedepo to be precise. I said some of his pastor, they came with their family that they are traveling. And he prayed for them to go on the journey. And he said, safe journey. He said, as they are back on the journey, the Holy Spirit told him they will not return back. He said, what? He said he took his car. He didn't allow any driver to drive. He said he belted himself. He said he cleared the speedometer to catch up with them. And he said he crossed them up before they get to Shagamu. Crossed them down. And he said, give it to me. He said, because the devil wants to take off the whole family. So he collected the key and he saved them. And I see my error. When the Lord said they will not come back, I should have done warfare. He's telling me something. You know, when God said to Eli, you will surely die. You know what he said to Samuel? He said, he is God. Let him do whatever I please. But when God said to Ahab, you will die. Ahab said, Lord, have mercy. God said to prophet, did you see how he repented? He won't die. I won't bring the punishment in his days. I will bring it in the days of his children. When you receive a prophecy, it's to do warfare. When I hear they won't come back, I thought, well, maybe God didn't want them to come back. Well, you are God, do whatever you please. That's how you waste opportunity. I traveled back to that state. The woman saw me. She didn't look me twice. No, I was trying to reintroduce myself. It is Moa, the prophet. You pray. In the name of Jesus, whatever the waster, the spoiler have destroyed in your life, you will pray today, Lord, let there be restoration. You are waiting for me to hide the prayer before you lift your voice. I wish you would have prayed very well here. Whatever, the solid, whatever the waste have destroyed in my life, in my ministry, in my career, in my business, in my marriage, some love are destroyed, some marriage relationship are destroyed, some children future are destroyed. Magodo here to have a meeting, and in Magodo there I saw a lady. She dressed like a tomboy. I said, I like this girl. They were praying for teenagers, and the girl said she wanted to go, that she had an assignment in school. As she was talking, I see lies that she was lying as I sit down. So I asked the person who is coordinating the program, I said, who is that girl? He said, pastor, I said, I ask you, who is that girl? You said, what is the correlation? He said she's the daughter of a pastor, that the girl is doing mathematics in the university. That for a girl to be doing mathematics in university, she's not a dullard. He said all of a sudden, this girl at the point of leaving Jambito stage of part one into part two, she met a guy who they don't know whether he's a bona fide student of that school, of Unilag or not. That the guy begin to have relationship with the girl, brainwash the girl, that presently she talks to me, the girl is on drugs. Our father pastor did not know at home that the guy raped, this is rape. He said it's not, because if you're having something with a lady, it is with her consent that you have things together. He said he raped her regularly. She had been severally sexually assaulted, and the guy will force her to take drug. She will steal from the money from her father, who work a part-time pastor in the church, steal the money to give the guy, and the guy treat her like an animal. That she has lost everything that she wants. And the father, I said the mother now hates her. She and the mother were now fighting. So the father too, they are light at day that doesn't meet. They say she's rebellious. They don't know what she's going through. It's another person that saw her and pick her up and now begin to do the prayer and invite to Magodo. I said, he's a waster. I want to deal with her and deal with the father. I saw another girl in Port Harcourt. Her mother was sitting behind in a big church of this commission. Sitting behind. The lady is a prostitute. She said to me, I don't know why I do it, but I do it. Is there even with some pastor in this place I've done it? I look at the girl. She was in front of me. That she was struggling with it. He said, sir, if you can help me. I said, girl, I have to get your mother involved. He said she will kill me. You know, some of the parents are angry with their children. Your spirit is sensing something, but your mind did not know what it is. So instead of praying and killing the human being some day, why am I always angry with my child? So God will reveal to you, you are more angry and say that you are this one, you are rebellious, always on Facebook, always on this one. The more you shout, the more you lose them. I want to pray for your family. Say, Lord, whatever the waste that I'm bad with. How many women here? How many women here are crying silently because another woman is wasting the love in their marriage? How many matter that we should not open up? And I ask you to pray, this is where you're handling it. How many families are not enjoying the joy that God even has ordained for them? This waster, they destroy. Spoiler, they spoil. Say spoiler. They spoil. That's why they are called spoilers. They spoil something. What is not spoiled, they spoil it. During the Roman Empire, they kill people in this way. They will carry a dead body and tie him to a living person and leave them for days till the dead person kills the living person. That's how the Roman Empire killed Christians in those days. They will carry a dead person who has died a few days and start decomposing and tie the person with a living person, and the death in that person will kill the living person. Every death around your life, every spoiler around your destiny, by the sound of my voice, for it is written, the stranger shall hear my voice, and with fear and trembling, they will get up from their hidden places, wherever they are hidden in your life, out in the name of Jesus, out of your marriage, out of your business, out of your life, out of your destiny, to seal the plan of God for your life, in the name of Jesus, to seal your destiny, in the name of Jesus. Let me pick the third one. I don't have much time to deal with the second one. I'll just pick one scripture on the third one that you sit down after I'm through with that. Please, if you carry baby in your hand, why not just stand a little? You might not tell the simple prayer that can set you free. The third force are called wickedness. Say wickedness. Yes. My dear, if you have seen wickedness once, you will pray this one better. How tried wickedness. I'm not saying wicked person. It is wickedness that makes somebody wicked. And you will never be established until God make an end of wickedness. And let's look at the scriptures. I will pray. Are we together in the sanctuary?
Yes.
You are not responding?
Yes.
Give me Psalm 7 verse 9. God said to me, these are forces. If you don't deal with them, success in life and ministry is limited. He never mentioned witches, wizard, household enemy, and everything we pray with. He said, this is their name. They now consume themselves in some other things. Many prayer we pray in church is dealing with the symptoms. But this is the real source. Spiritual wider test. You know, you don't know you have typhoid until they do a wider test for you. They are doing tests downstairs. They will discover some people's problem. They have been using a particular drug. And that particular drug they are using can cause another problem in their body. Wrong diagnosis can kill. I say wrong diagnosis can kill. I say wrong diagnosis can kill. Dola Kuili fights wrong drugs in Nigeria. Wrong diagnosis killer. How can Dola Kuili, how can they diagnose wrongly for a woman who fights against adulterated drug in a nation? And she traveled abroad for treatment and they give her wrong diagnosis. By the time they know that they are wrong, she's already dead. And they can't reverse it back. Oh, sorry, it's a medical error. In your life, every error is cancelled in Jesus' name. A pathologist was invited to my church. He's a friend from Enugu. He was talking about prostate cancer. I was in Abuja, a man. They want to take a particular parish of redeem. I was in Transco in November 16 last year. I was in Transcope ministry. I was raising money for them to get a new parish. Because they pay 10 million for where they are using. Big man, big trouble. It's 10 million they pay for that hall that they are using. And they were sending them house. They can't pay. So they have to get money raised to get it done. As I was calling 250,000, the man came out. He said, I will give 1 million. I said, you should come out. Five of them came. They said they will give 1 million. So the pastor said, you should have started from 1 million. I said, God, he didn't tell me that. God said 250. He said, one million. No. I said, no, I will do only what God says. The man came to meet us upstairs while we are reclining with some pastors from London, pastors from different places. The man came. The man said, he has prostate cancer and this and that. I should pray with him. He's going for surgery. When the pathologist came to my church, He told me, he said, the man who first of all invented drug for prostate cancer and the process of prostate cancer said, it's just an effort in futility. You are there. He said, you put something there. And he made a simple mess out of prostate cancer. And he said, it's a medical fraud. He said, I'm a senior pathologist in Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth of the matter. Some of the medical people in the church, they were, everybody affirming. I said, so you are affirming, you know, you are affirming the thing that the way the body is talking. He's going to the United States that night for surgery. Michael Jackson have plenty of money. Now wrong drugs. Now doctor with a Twitter, now killer. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Lord, in my life, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Lift your voice and pray. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the name of Jesus, let the wickedness of the wicked. My brother, pay attention. He said, but establish the righteous. Now pay attention. He said, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. He said, but establish the just, establish the righteous. Which means, until the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, the just are not established. You don't know what I'm saying? Jesus was told to be fled to Egypt. And the angel said to Joseph, stay here till I bring you word. Then the angel came to Joseph, I'm talking about Messiah. Angel said, now you can return. For they that seek the life of the child, they are now dead. Which means Jesus could not even start his own destiny until they that seek his life are dead. The last tear you shed is the last one you will ever shed in your life. The last sorrow that bow your head is the last you ever have in the name of Jesus. As many of you that cry this year, by this time next year, there shall be great laughter in your family. You are not shouting a louder amen here. I'm not hearing a prophetic amen here. That seek the life of the child are now dead. Now you can return. You know why? The Lord will not kill the wicked until their time is up. Because the wicked are created for the days of evil. They have a purpose. But the purpose of the wickedness in your life is over. I want you to pray. Pray this way. Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end in my life. Establish me in my destiny as a justified of God. Lift your voice and pray. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Establish me in my destiny, my career, as
the justified of God. It's God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? I'm justified by his blood.
Destroy, and the wickedness of the wicked in your life and your destiny, they have come to an end this morning. Let me hear you shout a louder amen here. A more resounding amen here. As you take your seat after I finish praying, that is a sign of your establishment. In your destiny, you shall be established. In your marriage, you shall be established. In your career, you shall be established. In your health, you shall be established. In every area of your life, the Lord shall establish you. Establishment is coming. Establishment is yours. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to take this very seriously because of sudden spiritual understanding. Brother, I think he's calling that. I want you to take this very seriously. What's that? Something interesting happened to a friend. And I know that these forces are wicked. Both of them are medical doctors. One of the best gynecologists we have in this nation, Nigeria, today is my very good friend. A senior friend and a friend to the house and the family. He helped a lady who used to come to the hospital. They call him Daddy. The man is a bit elderly. He will be 60 by September. They run a very good hospital. And he give to more charity. But one day, they rush a case of a lady to the hospital who has a complicated issue. He has to go to the theater. And he did operation on her. After I removed the baby, the tummy begin to swell or something like that. Normal, she has to gas, then she can be free. So when he discovered that the condition was a bit critical, he mentioned some medical terminologies that I don't want to sound jargons. I don't want to abuse things I do not know. Praise, I only know by him. Praise God. And then they referred them to Lutz. In Lutz, they carry out a surgery on the woman, and a mistake happened with her intestine. After the matter become great complicated, they opened the woman again another time. And after that surgery, she died. So Luth quickly prepared their paper, coupled with the family of the lady, some people there, to now nail the doctor who have operated on the woman 2 DCS for her, the baby is alive, for over a month. And I said, it is that surgery that they did for CS. And he said, in CS, you don't go to that side at all. You don't have any business there. So why is this his fault? This English language I just speak, he parted away with 10 million naira. From police, to lawyer, to everything, to come out of it. While we are talking about it, he mentioned a case of a friend. Because I felt in my spirit that the Holy Spirit will have me let somebody pray one more time. Eh? Is it too much to pray? I'm a prophet of God, and I don't want to waste our time by calling some people out or calling or being precise, but I just want you to pray, because it's not about show. If it's not about God, it must be about God. But then if I be lifted up, I will draw men to myself. They rushed somebody to an hospital on an emergency. That particular night when they rushed him, they have to go into the theater, and they need blood. And in Lagos State, they have changed the regulation of blood. Every blood has to pass through Lagos State, and having the seal and stamp of Lagos State, if any medical doctor is here, they will confirm what I'm saying. So you must have a seal of Lagos State on the blood. But this is a midnight and a life and death situation. So they look for, there's no way they could get blood from anywhere in Alausa at that time. So they have to just, you know, find the blood, test the blood, and rush the woman to the theater and did the surgery. The next day, the special people, it's nice because of whatever, that they normally come to check medical whatever. I've forgotten what they call them. So as they come around, they check everything. Everything is fine. As they were going out on the beam that is outside, the needle came out that they used for the blood pant. So one of the people said, this is what we used to tell you people. You don't have to display a needle like this to come out in a garbage. What if somebody wants to carry it and the thing shook their hand and what have you like that? As they opened the bin to put the thing back inside, they saw the pant of blood. So they pick it up and they didn't see the seal of Lagos State. With this simple English language that I said, what the man has labored for all the year, go for it. With this simple English language, that they don't see a seal of Lagos State on the blood. He explained to them that there was an emergency. Somebody was dying care. You two will follow. They killed the finances. They arrested him instantly, locked the hospital. It was like a joke. He called the medical association, did this and that, whatever, get their lawyer. All this English language is costing millions. Smacked him with a great bill. He had to press buttons. And you don't press button in Nigeria with hand. Praise the Lord. Pray as you are seated. The plan of the waster and the spoiler in my life in 2015, I failed. I just ask you to pray. If the Holy Spirit did not leave me on that particular prayer point, there is somebody here that God wants to escape. There shall be no waste. Pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please, I'm not fulfilled in my spirit. There is somebody that the Lord wants to escape the plot of the wicked. Please, if it's not too much, give me Psalm 27 verse 5. After you read it, if you felt you should stand, please stand with me. If you felt you should. If you feel you should not, no problem. The Bible says, for in the time of trouble he shall hide you in his pavilion. Ah, Lord, in the time of trouble, hide me in your pavilion. Let them not see me. Let their radar not catch me. Lift your voice and pray. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me and set me upon a rock. I felt in my spirit, somebody needs to pray. May not smite me by the day, nor the moon by night. Thank you, Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Why didn't they take that woman of that surgery to another hospital? Why didn't the medical person not see the needle? Why can't the nurse, whether the auxiliary nurse, why can't they put it inside very well? What bring that needle out? One needle punch the man's finances and everything deflated. That surgery of emergency, he did it on mercy. They didn't pay. They rushed the patient on emergency. He used the money of the hospital to buy blood, to save life. And the enemy came to take his own life. Because he's a believer. He was speaking in tongues when they are doing the surgery. They want to kill the person. So he intervened in a battle and saved the life. And they come after him. So you, it's a setup. Somebody will have a problem, they will come and present the matter. As you help the person, they shift the problem. And I say you should pray. And you are doing it this way. Lord, in the time of trouble, when the enemy come like a flood, let your spirit lift a standard against them. When they come like a flood, oh, let us stand it. I feel the spirit of the living God here. Hide me in your pavilion. In the secret place of your tabernacle. They are to start executing after the sun this afternoon. But today, the Lord will not let me preach so that you can be free. In the name of Jesus, their plot has been spoiled. When David heard that Ahithophel has joined with Absalom, David knows it's finished. So David prayed one prayer. He said, Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, he's turning their counsel into foolishness concerning your life. Has escaped as a bird from the snare of the fowler. Shout loud, the snare is broken. I don't hear your shout. The snare is broken. And I have escaped. My family have escaped. My business have escaped. My health.
snare is broken over my husband. The snare is broken over my wife. The snare is broken over my children. The snare is broken over my health. The snare is broken over my business. The snare is broken over my future. The snare is broken.
Make a year. Before the 52nd week of this year, 52 people here, you have escaped to the other side. Who is he that saith and cometh to pass when the Lord commanded not? I've been in this territory for a while. I've declared some things by the Spirit of God. If it has not come to pass, I'm sure you will not invite me back. It is because there is a proof to the things that the Lord has spoken. For only the word of man can fail, but the word of God will not return back unto him void. The Lord said to me now, 52, and I say yes Lord. He said 52 weeks, next a year. He said before the 52nd week of 2015, 52 people will rise for their glorious destiny. They will have fought for the other side, escape the force of the wicked, make a mockery of the enemy, in the name, oh Shatabahaba, in the name of Jesus. Tears of sorrow. He said, when a thief steals and is not cut, is free. But when you catch a thief, he shall restore back in sevenfold. Lift up your hand if you have lost anything within the last 7 years. When I say lift up your hand, you know, I don't like this. When I'm robber says, answer, how will you do it? God forbid that you meet them. You will off everything. Don't do like this. If your suit is injured, you hinder the suit. I prophesy. Whatever I've been pulling within the last 7 years, I command supernatural restoration. 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 In sevenfold. He said that we come against you in one way, they shall flee seven ways. Restoration is sevenfold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Whatever the waster has been wasted. Whatever the spoiler has destroyed. Whatever the emptier has entered. Whatever the suffered. Restoration. In the name of Jesus. Sevenfold. Sevenfold. Pendula Hika Zaroski. Sevenfold. To seven people who shout louder, receive double in the name of Jesus. Put those hands on your head. I was in a church. The pastor said to me, Pastor, if you can please, after your message, you can help us raise some money. As I stood in front of people in the church, I looked at them. I thought to the pastor. I said, don't raise money. He said, why is that? He said, we need money. I said, your people are in trouble. I said, look at what covered people's destiny. There is something in Isaiah 25 called the covering cast. Put it on the screen. I said, put your hand on your head. You can do it on your forehead. For those who wear gele. Pray it well. Give me. Go. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. Next verse. These are prayer points. He said, no. I think that previous one. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of covering cast over all the people and the veil that is spread over the nation. I told the pastor, I said, let me help you pray that covering cast be broken.
the pastor was not happy because I'm not raising money. He was not happy. But after the prayer, from the next day, Monday, a Kalu Brahidosh, when people are rushing for a coin, Nibakuba, not on Monday, blessing is rushing to people's life. Phone call are coming to people the next day. I prophesy into your life. Every covering cast spread over your life, spread over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, they are rolled away. Sir, this is what is called the wickedness of the wicked. Why the covering cast? Give me verse 6. Why the covering cast, Pastor? Let's see why is the covering cast. He said, on this mountain the Lord will make for all people. Say all people.
All people.
God is not sparing anybody. All people. A feast of choice peace. A feast of wine on the lee. A feast of fat things full of marrow. A feast of wine well refined on the lee. Amen. This is what the covering cast is preventing. I prophesy. This year, you will see some fat things. Give me Joel chapter 2 verse 26. I felt the spirit of prayer on me. Please forgive me. I'm going to try and teach a little. But I felt this thing on my spirit. Somebody is long overdue for a blessing. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord who has done wondrous things with you. And you shall never be put to shame. Can I hear a louder amen here? I prophesy. Gibabu Baluda Jiru Haida Handali Akatoshke. In the name of Jesus, from today, every covering cast that is spread over nations, over lives, over destinies, hindering access to feast of fat things, hindering access to eating in plenty, in the name of the Lord, you are rolled away by the blood of Jesus. I say you are rolled away in the name of Jesus. The first time I flew in the night. So I didn't see much. It's an international flight, but it's in the night. So they give us clothes, we cover body and everything. I've been educated by those who have been flying. So you would think I've been there. One man has not fly before. I said, I heard it. Take it easy. He looked at me and said, yes sir. I said, yes, something like that. Me too. I'm a JJC there. But you know, you don't have to behave like that. You don't just manage the thing. And because I've been educated, I've had it much. But when I was coming back on that trip, I saw something in the atmosphere. Please, if you can put your hand on your head, it will do wonders. I'm not laying hands on you. I said, put your own hand on your head. Because once it opens, you will be seen. You will be remembered. The spotlight will be upon your head. You will be singled out of the crowd. You will be singled out from danger. You will be set apart from evil. I discovered something that when the plane leaves, there is something that covers the earth. It's like a smoke. You know this heat that comes from the fire. It covers the earth like this. I'm not talking of the cloud, though. I'm talking of, I was seeing all the building. We entered into that thing and I see the place covered. And I think, oh, what's that? He said, there are different layers of covering that are used to cover the earth for evil not to fall on man. He said, but there are also wicked coverings. He said, now look at the ground. I was seeing buildings, I was seeing some houses, they write some things on their head. As I sat by the window side. I was taking picture. The air hostess would come and say, remove yourself, don't worry. Just, how will I say I entered play for the first time? No picture to show. How can we know that thing? So I discovered that the place I was seeing clearly become blurred. They are blurred. It's a blurred vision. It's like you put a penicillin in your eyes. And you know how blur it will be, how the vision will be. God said, that is how some people's destiny are. They cannot be seen. From today. If I, Samuel Olayinka, just be a prophet of the living God. If I'm sent here by the Spirit of God. As your hand is on your head. Whatever covering cast that cover your life, cover your destiny, I command them. Ever now, in the name of Jesus. Be open. Be open. Your life is open for blessing. Your life is open for glory. Singles here, you are open for marriage. Jobless, you are open for exalt. In the name of Jesus. From today, before 12 o'clock this afternoon, as the day changed from morning to noon, your life changed from ordinary to supernatural. Thank you, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please be seated. God bless you. I think I'm okay now. Yeah, I can teach now. Give me Luke chapter 5, which is our text. I have dealt with some of these individuals, and I intend to continue by the Spirit of the Living God. God bless you, ministers of God. All protocol observed. Praise God. Sometimes you feel this burden in your spirit because the Lord loves his people so much. I was asking some pastors a question. I've said this in several places I ministered. I said, who is the most important? Is it the people God sent you to or you that he sent to them? I said, from my assessment, Bible said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Now from that statement, it means that God loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That means he rate the world more, in a sense. Something like that. So I tell you, if I am sent to people, a messenger is not more important than the people they send him to. It's a very humbling statement, but it's the truth. If because of you, God will ask me to fast, ask me to do some set of prayer, ask me not to do one or two things because of you, that means he considers you important. And being a servant, he give me that instruction for you. So when I go to meet people, if God send me to somewhere, I look at those people, I make sure that they pray for me before I leave. Because they don't see themselves so important, but everyone has considered them important for me to be sent to them. So I respect them, I honor them, and I say that not in flattery. Because it is a flatter is of the devil. Because flattery is a lie. And John chapter 8 verse 44 said that he that lies of the devil. For the devil is a liar and a father of all lies. In Psalm 101 verse 7 he said, no liar shall tarry in my presence. And so I look at people of God in that wise that the Lord consider you important for me to be sent to you. So I want you to brace up today because this will be the last day you will spend in the realm of failure.
Frustration,
shame,
and reproach.
Luke chapter 5. Here's the story of Peter that we start reading as our text. The Bible says in verse 4, he said, when Jesus has stopped speaking, he said to Peter, he said, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Next verse. And but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and we caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Next verse. The Bible says, and when they had done this, they done this. Because the hearer of the word are not blessed, only the doer. When they had done this, they caught a great number of fish and their net was breaking. Next verse. So they signaled to their partners on the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats. So they began to sink. Next verse. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down on his knees, saying, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man, O Lord. Next verse. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken. Next verse. And so also were James, John, and son of Zebedee, were partner of Simeon, and Jesus said to Simeon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men.
Yes.
Now, this story is deep. I think I teach in Bible study on this story for 1 month. Every day. Each verse had depth in it. But for the sake of our time, I want to narrow my thought towards one direction. The Bible says when Jesus has stopped speaking in verse 4, and we begin to look at when the Lord speaks, what happened?
There is a dimension of truth that has eluded the people of God, and enemies thrive on our ignorance, our lackadaisical attitude towards the world. Enemies take advantage of such to rob. But the wise among us didn't joke and will never joke with God's word. When Jesus had stopped speaking, then he said to Peter, launch into the deep for a catch. Peter wasn't arguing with the Lord. Peter was just trying to explain his experience. And his experience to him is logical. That I have toiled all night on this same sea, with this same boat, and this same net, and I caught nothing. Now, but I've heard something from you. Now I'm going to take a position on what you said, and I'll launch into the deep. Now I'm going to act on the thing that I received from you, and I'll launch into the deep. I'm going to act on the things that I've had in my spirit. Because before you can obey God's word, persuasion must be in your spirit. The reason why some of us do not see the grace and the glory of God is that we are not convinced with the things that we've had. Talking about Abraham, the Bible says, be fully persuaded. When he looked at the dead, he didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb or the deadness of his body. He was fully persuaded. The word of God gets to a point in your life, like the scriptures in Acts of Apostles, mightily grew the word and he prevailed. Prevail over physical circumstances. Prevail over problems and trouble that are existing. He sat by that boat, just experienced a huge failure and frustration. His toiling does not produce. His expertise cannot produce. His skill does not bring forth. The skill left his hand. All the fishing skills that he has, they departed from him. It's as if all the fishes have a meeting. None of you should move near Peter. He could not catch one. And to toil all night means they go to different portions. They use different strategies. They even throw food on top of the water, hoping that fish will come. Because in the night season, fishes always come up. I came from riverine area, and I knew that fishermen go out in the night. So if you want to get fresh fish, you get it first in the morning. But quite a number of us don't have a full understanding of the power of God's word. Because we are hearing the word, but the word has not entered. The Bible says, it's the entrance of the word that giveth light. And it giveth understanding to the simple. Psalm 119 verse 150. If the word does not get entrance into your life, light doesn't come. You are in the midst of darkness of life. When the word enters, you see light. Is that faith come by hearing? Say hearing. Say hearing. Say and hearing. Say and hearing. You hear it in. It enters into you. Hear in the word of God. Faith is better to act on what God says, or else doubt will swallow you up. Peter said, I've toiled all night, I've caught nothing. But he said, nevertheless, at your word. Which word? The word you spoke on this ship when you push it on the sea as you are speaking to the crowd. A lot of us have heard God's word one time, but we do not understand the principle that is in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 17 says, in this battle that confronts you now, you will not need to fight. You will fight this battle with your own wisdom. Don't fight this battle with your own skill. Don't fight it with your experience. Your experience can betray you. You need not to fight in this battle. Take a position. Are you in church? Take a position. Stand still and you will see. Somebody here will see God. Oh, you don't hear me. Somebody here will see miracle. Why we don't see the desired blessing of fulfillment of prophecy is that we are not taking stand on his word. We are not, we hear the word, he says, see, you want to win? Position yourself. When you position yourself, stand still.
You see, that stillness is where the problem comes from. It takes they that believe to enter that realm where you can be still. In Psalm 42, he said, be still and you will know that I am God. We are not still. Peter was still. He had his voice. Then he heard the Lord say, push the boat into the sea, launch into the deep. Then he positioned himself. He stands still and he see the Lord fight the battle of failure that just defeat him. He rematch. He won. The sooner you adjust in your life, the faster things around your environment begin to respond to fulfill prophecy. A little adjustment in some of our lives means a lot of difference between what we prayed and what we are expecting. Having hear the word, the proof of hearing is what you do next. Now, I want to use this example. You remember the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts of the Apostles? When he was reading the thing that was written on his chariot, then all of a sudden, Philip was in Samaria doing great miracle. Things are happening, a great crusade. Then God deployed Philip, he disappeared from Samaria, and he finds himself in the chariot of the man, sitting beside the man. Now, the question is that the man never asked him, how do you get here? Which means the man is reading that thing, he has taken up his mind. He should have asked him, how do you get here? He's a moving chariot. The man in question is not an ordinary person. He's an Ethiopian eunuch, in charge of the treasury of Ethiopia. He's under Candace, queen of Ethiopia. Now, such man there is a real convoy. He is an envoy himself, an ambassador of his country. Eunuch of great authority. So when Philip sits beside him, he asked him a question. Understand that what thou readest, Acts chapter 7. He said, how can I understand when there is nobody to explain it to me? Now the Bible says, Philip began to explain the word unto the man, and he breathed the scripture down. Pay attention, pay attention. As they were going, the Ethiopian eunuch see water. Then he said to Philip, this is water. What forbid me from being baptized? Which means he understand the word. The step you take after the message determine whether you understand, receive it or not. In Luke 1 verse 45, he said, blessed is he that believeth, for there shall be performance of the things that were told us from God. The proof that you truly believe and receive that word is the action you take afterwards. You are under administration. And as the man of God is teaching, understanding hits you. And instruction comes from within your spirit that caused a revolution in your life. I was in a meeting in Ikeja. The man of God was preaching. All of a sudden, I saw the man transformed. And he began to shed tears. And one lady that sat down, open her bag and remove a tissue paper from one nylon like this to give to the man as I was crying. I pull my cloth. I gave it to the man to wipe the tears, for I see something that they don't see. The man collect my cloth, clean his face, clean his nose and continue crying and was speaking mystery. I saw, understand what he was saying. I ran to Adebola house. I used my ATM card to withdraw the limit withdrawal for the day. Before you say hey for half, I'm back. I don't know whether I fly with the car or I drive it. I get down to the place back, I knelt down, give the money to the man, and the man said he understand. And he lifted it up and my life changed. I pray for you. You are heading for convention. From today, you will hear the word of God. The entrance of the word will give you light. It will give understanding to your mind. When you understand, you take steps. Peter to launch into the deep for a catch. Romans 4:21. He said, being fully persuaded Being fully persuaded. Look at this version. He said, be fully convinced. Give me King James, the old school. He said, be fully persuaded that what he has promised is able to perform. This is where miracle happens. When you get to the point of persuasion, this is a man of 100 years old. The wife is 90 years old. God said, we have a child. He left the realm of contemplating and doubting menopause and like one man of God called the papapause. He left the realm of considering all those physical limitations. He came to the realm of persuasion that he that spoke has enough ability and resources to bring it to pass. Listen, when the Lord speaks, things that did not exist appear to bring his word to pass. That's why I know that within the next 7 weeks, somebody is singing a new song here. The Lord that called him that be not as though they were. Be fully convinced. In marriage, when they come for counseling with me, I told anybody who is receiving anybody, I said, pray for conviction. Come and tell me your conviction. All your dreams, everything. Until I hear your conviction, I don't believe you have received yourself. I said, because only conviction will make you stay the storm. Only conviction will make you wait when you are waiting for child for 10 years and child is not coming. Only conviction will make you stay with him when elder will advise you to run away. Only your conviction will make you not to shift ground. A pastor that does not have conviction for his call will give up when he comes to the storm of ministry. For every ministry has a storm. Ask our fathers here, they will tell you. Ask ministers of God here, they will tell you. Ask people that are pastors that I saw in the congregation, they will tell you. There are some storms you meet in ministry you want to pack up. But when you know who has called you, when the conviction left Elijah with his anointing, Elijah gave up. God had to feed him twice. He go in the strength of the food to regain that strength back, that he might go back to heaven with wild wind. You know, till this, people believe Elijah go with chariot of fire to heaven. Elijah did not go with chariot of fire to heaven. Chariot of fire encouraged him. Elijah go to heaven with wild wind. Wild wind. Carry Elijah to heaven, not chariot of fire. Chariot of fire appear, but it is wild wind that carry him. You know why wild wind? Our God is one that rides on the wings of the wind. So the ride of God carry him to heaven. The very ride that his majesty uses, God rides on the wings of the wind. When he wants to bring Elijah home with his flesh, he must have to ride on the chariot of God so the gate can open to him. He lost that conviction. When you lose conviction, you stop pursuing. Now there is something I saw in the scriptures considering Gideon in Judges. I think Judges, is it Judges 9 now? Is it 9 or 7? In Judges, the story of Gideon. Bible says, and Gideon was tired with all his men, but they kept pursuing. Let's look at it. Judges. Conviction, persuasion will make you move on when there is no reason to move on. You don't obey some instructions except you have heard them. Chapter 8 of Judges and verse 4. Chapter 8 verse 4. Bible says, Judges 8 4. When Gideon came to Jordan, he and 300 men that were with him to cross over, exhausted. They were with him, faint. Give me New King James, let me see. Exhausted, but still in pursuit. When you are exhausted, you rest. But conviction will make you continue, even when you are exhausted. They were asking Pastor Deboye, how was able to sustain redeem during the crisis of classical, when the model, and classical, how is it? He said, their trouble weary me, but the one that showed me, strengthened me, that in spite of their problem, I was planting more models.
And he said, today, many of the classical pastors have become model pastors too. The classical, there's one called Redeem. Praise God.
In the time God introduced that change, the attack and the restraint and the restriction that come almost want to stop the vision. But the conviction of the man could not make him stop. Listen to me. When the Lord speaks for you to do something, in the midst of contrary situation, the only thing that will make you obey God is the persuasion. You don't have it, you can't do it. You go look at it. They were exhausted, yet in pursuit. Exhausted of strength. Exhausted of food. Remember in that Genesis I read, he said that chapter 8, they go to Peniel, they ask for water and food. They said, no, when you catch Ziba and Zemuna, we will give you food. He said, I'm returning back, and I'll use the thorn of this tree to whip your bum bum. They thought it was a joke. The question is this: when Gideon eventually catch Ziba and Zemuna, and he returned back, he has not eaten. Listen, conviction can steal you more than food. For the scripture says, I have extolled your word above my necessary food. When you are persuaded in God, strength is giving you to continue. When they came in John chapter 4 to see Messiah sitting down, and they said they want to give him food, he said, I have food to eat that you do not know of. And he said, did anybody give him anything? They don't understand. There is a way the word feed you that terminate natural hunger for things. I pray for you. Go boom, go where they don't bear.
Every feeling in the name of Jesus. Every good thing you are thirsty for.
There is a dimension of truth. When you learn to stand still, what is the truth? Truth is the position of God on any matter. What did I say? Truth is the position of God over any matter. Which means if physically you say somebody is bad, and the Lord tell you it's not bad, you stand on that word, things change. Your wife do something wrong, you want to deal with her, God say, leave her. You stand on leave her, things change. Some parents make silly mistakes. Not every time you shout on your children or you rebuke them. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you, in spite of their madness, don't say things. My father did something when I was young. I grew up in an environment that is very rowdy. Very notorious environment. If God is not on your side, you can't amount to anything where I grew up from. Praise God. Now, my father's Volkswagen Beetle in those days, you know, that's the hint thing. So you park it at the street. In every street, there is a gate they will put in the street. They use a pole to cover the street like this. So they will draw the pole by this side, but it has a pillar this side and this side. So they just use the red iron pole to cover the road. So my father parked in front of that pole, a quite distance to that place. That's where he parked his car. So I was to wash the car. He's going to office in the morning. As I was washing the car, something entered me to drive it. This was around 6 in the morning. I entered the car. I have no experience about driving. I don't know if put it in gear 1. You know, when the car is in gear 1, as you start it, it jumps forward. I just entered the car. I have finished washing. And I say, Jack can wash your motor. I pray for every parent here. The wisdom to win your children to righteousness. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray for 17 parents here. Every troubled children in your house. After this word this morning, the Lord is restoring them back in the name of Jesus. They are restored back to you in the name of the Lord. They will hear the voice of God. God will teach your children. There shall be your peace and the peace of your children. Shout the loud and receive the miracle. As I start the car, the Volkswagen jump. Thank God for that thing by the road. Our street is off the road. The main road is in front. Our street is like this. So I am facing the main road. But as I start the car and the Volkswagen jump up, that is, they are carrying some things from the gutter. So where the pillar, the pole is, some dirt from the gutter were there. So as I kick the car climbed that dirt. It was to fly onto the road, but the pillar stopped it. So all the bumper, the light side of the Volkswagen cleared off. Boom! And the demon left me.
you, how many of you understand what I'm talking about?
Then my eye is clear. I dropped the key. And I said, the devil has done this. You know, like Mr. Spencer used to do after he has done damage. He said, oh. I shrank where I was sitting. Now, at that period, I have dug my own grave. I have buried myself at the funeral ceremony. And I tell myself, rest in pieces. Because my father is a first man. So I've imagined how I will be crucified. You don't understand what I'm talking about. In those days, when your mommy said, Babe Ade, you are rehearsing Babe Ade as a vision. You are rehearsing it. You are looking at it. You look at yourself. You say, yes, this is how you finish your life. And you know, you imagine, when you hear your father come, your heart leaves. You don't know. There is something about my parents those days. When they want to beat you, they put Kayo de Fashola. The man has one tiny voice like this. He will sing it. They will loud the record so nobody will hear your shout.
Oh, you don't know what I'm saying.
They'll be flogging you. You are opening the door. You are closing the door by yourself. You are opening it. You are closing it. But you eventually escape. You look at the neighbor. You will run over the world. Go without our...
They don't understand. Some of you are born in the Koya VI. Praise God.
When my father was coming down, I have think everything in this life. I have imagined everything. I cannot go up. He was coming down 6:45. He walked me around to 6. I finished washing the beetle and I've damaged it. So he was coming down. Have you seen chicken that fell into water before? That's how I am. I was just standing by the car. Like this. One of them will get it. And I'll do like this. Look like this. He just come. As my father come, he saw the car. My father that I know. I call me. you are dead. One slap, you will see the revelation that Joe saw on the island of Patmos. Oh God. Don't let's go to my mother. It's a story for another day. My mother. My mother will be beating you, she'll be biting you. She will not fall down and say, oh, they're by me. Oh no, yeah. She's on the floor, shouting. You're on the floor. Everybody call me. When they hear, oh no, yeah. You are, oh no, she's not beating you, biting you, biting you, finishing you. She will fall down by herself. So she can bite you more. You can't beat her back, you can't bite her back.
May her soul rest in peace.
As my father was coming, I was ready. As a lamb to be slaughtered. He just came. I expect a slap. My head is ready. This time, Jesus said, when they slap your right, you turn the left. I will turn my head. Slap.